Did we interrupt your march or your lunch hour, Mark?
You did. That's okay. I stopped.
Just checking. Good. Well, I don't want to interrupt anything. I'm just messing with you. He's a very good quarterback. He's obviously a bigger guy, which makes him a little more difficult to tackle. He's been in the league a long time. He's had success in this league, so he knows what it takes to be successful, and that makes him a great challenge.
Y'all have it's been mentioned up a lot lately. You've got a lot of number of big plays, over 30 yards tied, and you have one at that spot. Your thoughts about that and concerns, do you try to limit those?
Yeah, we would like to limit those.
What is the keys to
that? Obviously up front, we need to get after the passer. That's what I can control in my group. So we need to get after the passer. We need to be sound in our coverages and what we do and put pressure on guys. And obviously, we knock out some of those plays. That'll be a big help.
JJ, is it concerning, though, that you guys haven't been able to put more pressure on the passer, especially even with the blitz?
Yeah, I mean, we always want to put as much pressure on the quarterback as possible. So, of course, I always want more pressure on the quarterback, and that's my job. So, yeah, put that on me.
What kind of a boost would it be if y'all got Clowney back this week?
We'll see. You know, I mean, we haven't had him all season long, and so you don't really know what kind of shape a guy's in and things like that. Obviously, we'd love to have all of our players out there and healthy and ready to go, but we'll see.
Mike Tomlin just said that when he sees you on film, he sees fireworks, player of the year type fireworks. What does that mean coming from a coach with as much
Right, he's a very good football coach, so obviously appreciate any kind words he has to say, and those are very kind words. I respect him a lot, and I respect their organization and everything that they've been able to do. So, like I've kind of said all along, I go out there and I try and be the best player I can be and put the best tape out there and work as hard as I can and then let people say what they want. And people who have been in the league for a long time and people who have had success in this league are people's opinions that I respect, so I'm very appreciative of that. You know, I've always said that what I believe is, especially as I go on and I mature throughout my career, I'm going to work as hard as I can in the film room, in the weight room, on the practice field, and then go out on game day and try and be the best player that I can be. And awards and honors and things like that, those are people's opinions. And if they think highly enough of me to give me those things, then I'll accept them gladly. But I'm not going to beat myself up over it if I don't get it, because I know I did everything I could do. And so I can't control what a voter thinks. I can't control what a media member thinks and how they write. All I can do is control how hard I work and how much I can contribute to the game. And then everyone else can decide if I'm good enough to get those awards.
JJ, is there still, in your mind, a Steeler mystique, all the history, you know, six Super Bowls, and you go into that city, do you feel like you're going to a special NFL place?
Oh, I think there's a lot of respect for the Steel organization and the city of Pittsburgh and the history that they have. I mean, of course, anytime you have a program with that many Super Bowls and they've been that successful for that long, you have to have respect. And so you definitely go in there understanding what they're about and how much that city cares about their team. And as a player, you love that. I mean, it doesn't matter if they're for you or against you. You love that they're passionate about what they do. And you have to respect that.
JJ, do you have any feel for the long history, the rivalry between Houston and Pittsburgh because of the older years? And you're a student of the game, so I'm sure you're aware of some of it. Can you reflect on that at all?
A little bit, but I can't say. No, I definitely can't say I'm up to snuff on it.
Tony, in 77, the order defense knocked out Bradshaw.
Right.
And Tony Dungy had to finish the game at quarterback for them.
Right.
That's interesting.
I'll have to watch some film this week. My body likes it a whole lot better, I can tell you that. It definitely, from a body standpoint, it helps a lot because you get a chance to get your legs back under you, get a chance to rest up, take care of any little bangs and bruises that you had. And then obviously from a mental standpoint, you get a couple extra days to watch film and to learn and to practice on the field. So it's going to be very good for us. I think it provides a great challenge. I mean, at the end of the day, you go out there and you play. you play your game and you do what you can do, but I think any time you go against a quarterback who's had success in this league and who knows what it takes to be successful, obviously it's a great challenge, so you look forward to that opportunity.
After going against Luck last week and now Ben this week, does it help you guys at all? Basically, those are similar, another big, and they can
check back. I mean, obviously two very good quarterbacks, yeah. I mean, there's some differences there and there's some similarities there. But I think anytime you're going against a good quarterback, it's a great challenge and it's an opportunity for you to show what you got.
JJ, did it take some getting used to, like the comment using the word fireworks, all the different kinds of things coaches and players say around you all around the country, all highly positive? Take some getting used to that sort of thing?
You know, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's pretty neat. I think that like I've said, I'm just a kid from Wisconsin who happens to be good at a game. And I try and work as hard as I can to be good at this game. And it's very cool to me to see what's happened since. But I also understand how much hard work goes into it and how much sacrifice that it takes. So it's very cool to see all that pay off. But at the end of the day, if you would have told 10-year-old me that NFL coaches would be saying things like that, I think he'd have been pretty darn surprised, Mark.
Is there anybody out there that keeps you grounded? You watch when you see on TV doing commercials, getting all this attention?
I'll turn myself off when I see it on TV, but there's plenty of people. There's plenty of people in my life who keep me grounded. My family, my friends. I keep a very, very small circle of family and friends. You know, it's very, very tight-knit, and it's a small number because those are the people that I can trust, and those are the people that I know are with me, whether I'm an NFL player or not. And so they always tell me the truth, and they'll always shoot me straight, and I'm very appreciative for that. And so, of course, there's plenty of times where guys will bust my chops, but then they'll also tell me when I'm doing good and when they're proud of me. And I think that'll always be the most important thing in the world to me. Doesn't matter what any newspaper says, doesn't matter what any media outlet says. When my friends and family are proud of me, that's really what matters the most to me. It was cool. It was neat. You know, I don't get to see too many college football games, and especially since I've been in the league, haven't really been anywhere outside of Madison. So it's neat to see that experience. Obviously, I was hoping for a little bit better football game to watch, but Leckler showed me around, so it was really neat for him to show me his old grounds and to watch him go into the new stadium and see how him explain how different it is in the old place. It was a really neat experience. Obviously, like I said, hope for a little better game, but I appreciate Coach Sumlin and all their hospitality and everything. It was the Texas A&M fans treated me very, very well, so I'm very thankful for how gracious and how accepting they were.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see.